Who controls the past, controls the future. Who controls the present, controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
All you gotta do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It is May Day, May 1st. 2013. Now, if you don't know the significance of this day, I definitely encourage you to go look it up for yourself. There are riots and protests and all kinds of people off of work today in various countries. Also, May Day is synonymous, or the days around May Day are synonymous with the death of Osama bin Laden, as well as many other things. So look that up for yourself. But here's what we have coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight.
Tonight, the U.S. Army warns of a May 2nd terror threat that could be carried out by homegrown violent extremists motivated by the Boston bombings. Then, sources say the mastermind in the Benghazi attack is walking around free in Libya. And just when you thought the TSA could not sink any lower, they detain a man for failing to flush the toilet. That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Top story headline. Three more suspects in Boston Marathon bombings case taken into custody. Now, this is a new developing story, so we'll do the best to get you the most current information. But stay tuned to InfoWars tonight and the next couple of days as well. And you can see right there on the full screen, Terrorista is number one. From what I'm told, that is a real license plate that the guys had displayed on their vehicle. So let's take a look at the article. Authorities arrested three additional suspects in connection to the Boston Marathon bombings, the Boston Police Department confirmed to Yahoo News. Two of the suspects were both Kazakh nationals who attended schools with the Boston Marathon bombing suspect, Jakar. The U.S. Attorney's Office identified the third suspect as Robel Filipos, a U.S. citizen from Cambridge, Massachusetts. The Kazakh nationals appeared in federal court Wednesday, where they were ordered held without bail. They are scheduled to appear in court again on May 14th. Now, as I said, this is a developing story, so we're not exactly sure what happened to the third suspect. Some people say he's due in court on Monday, but for the time being, at least two of the suspects will remain in custody. And I would say I would cry foul. I would scream bloody murder if these two guys are not immediately, if they are not right now as I speak, placed in some type of protective custody, placed in some type of secluded situation in the jailhouse. I know at many jailhouses they have some of the more high-risk prisoners placed in the medical facility because they have fewer prisoners and more guards in that location. And people say, like, I don't care if these guys die in jail. Well, we've yet to see these guys convicted of any crime. I definitely want to hear their side of the story. I'm not saying they're innocent as a baby lamb, but maybe they're not as guilty as people are trying to point them out to be. Same thing with the brothers. I'm not saying they're innocent either, but I definitely want to hear their side of the story, and we'll give you more on this story as it develops. Next topic. U.S. Army warns of May 2nd terror threat. Now, this is something that was given to us by a source at Fort Hood. The Department of Defense and the U.S. Army are warning of a possible terror threat to coincide with the second anniversary of the death of Osama bin Laden, according to a memo sent to InfoWars by a source based at Fort Hood. Although the memo acknowledges that there is no specific credible threat on May 2nd, it does warn that terrorists, quote, may attempt to carry out an attack during or around the time frame of the second anniversary of the death of Osama bin Laden. The memo also notes that homegrown violent extremists may be motivated by the Boston bombings, which we've been saying since day one, hour one of the Boston Marathon bombings. We said look for them to blame this on patriot groups. I'm not saying patriot groups are violent extremists, but they're going to blame it on your Tea Partiers, the people with the Don't Tread on Me flags, people who want their liberties and want their guns. And also, if we scroll down there, you can see the the article for yourself on Infowars.com. Definitely encourage you to go and look at that for yourself, because we don't say a bunch of stuff and say, hey, take our word for it. We say, hey, this is the information we believe to be accurate. Go look at it for yourself and see that it is indeed true. And all I can offer right now at this time is speculation. So we'll just have to wait and see, and time will tell. We'll move on to our next topic. Mastermind in Benghazi attack, walking free in Libya. Oh, good. So they found Mrs. Clinton walking around in Libya, and they're going to send Al-Qaeda to go get her, right? That's not what this article is about. You say there's some type of identified mastermind. Okay, well, let's take a look at this article.
7 months and still no arrests or targeted killings after the brutal attack on two U.S. locations in Benghazi, Libya, killing four Americans, despite promises that those responsible would be hunted down and held accountable. However, multiple sources tell Fox News that the U.S. has identified the mastermind of the Benghazi attack, who is still in Libya and walks free.
Okay, so you just saw the report right there from Fox News saying they have identified somebody, but it's still a little cryptic as to who. But the person is said to be in Libya walking free while the U.S., quote, is sitting on information, according to Fox News. And I would not question that. You can see Ambassador Stevens right there on your screen. So definitely more to come out of this story. And I definitely would like to see all responsible parties brought to justice, not just those in Libya, but also those in the Obama administration as well. Yes, I'm calling you out. We'll move on to our next article. Now, you can see this graphic right here that one of our graphic guys did, Marcos. Police state euphemism, shelter in place. Now, we saw on MSNBC, one of our guys was watching last night, and they saw Mr. Lawrence O'Donnell saying that nobody was ordered out of their homes and the police did not need a warrant because the police were welcome in, according to this gentleman. I haven't had a chance to see the clip myself, but this is what I've been told. And I'm looking at this graphic right here on the screen. You can see the police beating on the door so hard, it looks like they're about to break the glass. Some guy jumping over the side of the rail, like, I'm not exactly sure what he's expecting to come out, except for some normal guy who lives in a normal home in a normal city. But, yeah, three officers pointing their weapons, and the clip goes on from there. It's a very long clip, and we've seen more of these clips. We've shown you the clips of the police running down the streets, pointing their guns in people's faces, but there is no police state, there is no lockdown, there is no nothing. It's just, you know, good, friendly police officers out doing their job. That's, you know, what they do now. They used to, you know, buy little kids ice cream and help old ladies across the street. Now they're telling old ladies to get out of the house. So let's go to this article. Boston manhunt missed the boat as police skipped street. Sue Lawn lives about five blocks from where the police engaged in a wild shootout April 19th with the two Boston Marathon bombing suspects, and about eight doors down from where one of the suspects escaped alive and was found 18 hours later. A lot of people's lives were put in danger because someone in charge wasn't doing his job, said Mrs. Lund. People could have been killed because after the lockdown, hold on, guys, come back to me for 1 second. I want to read this quote. People could have been killed because of after the lockdown ended. Now, let's just stop right there. We had a guest on yesterday. Rob Dew had a chance to talk to him. If you have not seen this interview, go see it. This is like, I don't want to say it's better than Piers Morgan, but it's pretty up there. As far as how good they interacted with each other. This guy, maybe you guys saw him, he had a confrontation with Dan Bondi. We had him on the show yesterday, and he was yelling and screaming and cussing, but that's not the issue. He was saying there was no police state, there was no lockdown, there was no martial law. Okay, maybe you don't want to call it martial law, but you just saw with your own two eyes, if you are blessed to have two eyes, the footage of the graphics of the police pointing their guns, F this guy, order him out of his own home. The guy on the screen right there talking to Rob Dew, he said it never happened. But you can see right, that's happening. That happened, okay? Let's go back. Go back. Okay, that guy said it didn't happen. Now let's go back to this right here. What is that? That's a guy having people point guns at him, beating down his door, saying get out the house. You can see the guy with the gun right there. And there are more guys out across the street. And there are several of these clips. This is just one. We can make a whole montage of these. Actually, I think we have made a montage. And there you go. You know, we can make a whole documentary about this stuff, but it never happened. And that's just one clip. I'm sorry. I'm getting way off topic. Let me finish this quote from Mrs. Lund. People could have been killed after the lockdown ended. Everyone came out streaming from their houses, and suddenly they were in a combat zone, said Mrs. Lund. We'll go ahead and finish out this article. It's awful that some defenseless, unarmed man had to find the bomber, referring to the guy who found the bomber in the boat, or the suspected bomber, I should say, when the people with the guns and all of the protective gear could not find him, said Jamie Pepper. Now, we just have some B-roll on the screen, and I just want to show these guys, if we could put that B-roll back up again. Now, Mrs. Pepper was talking about those guys right there, the guys with the guns and the Humvees and the Judge Dredd uniforms running around with their helicopters and their armored vehicles and could not catch one guy. Oh, that's a good one. Look at that. Look at that. Boston Police. Look at that picture right there. Took all them, plus the National Guard, plus the FBI, plus the ATF, were bamboozled by one 19-year-old whose only combat experience is on Black Ops and in Mortal Kombat, and he outsmarted everybody. But they're saying we need more. That's what we need more. We need more troops on the streets of America to catch one guy who likes playing Metal Gear Solid. That's what we need, to catch one guy. And more on this, I've ran a little bit too much. We have this new clip from one of our new reporters, Leanne McAdoo, talking about the liberties that have been turned into privileges since the Boston bombing.
I'm Leanne McAdoo, and this is an InfoWars News Bulletin. Liberty was also attacked in Boston last week in an alarming scene that was scarier than the bombing event itself. Forced lockdown of an entire city, military tanks riding through the streets, warrantless door-to-door searches by 1,500 militarized police forcing families out of their homes at gunpoint. What may look like a scene from the latest big-budget Hollywood movie was actually America's first taste of martial law following the Boston bombing. Ron Paul called the scene deeply disturbing in a recent interview.
Those pictures really concern me. That is such a visual image when you see thousands and thousands of troops, and they weren't your local friendly policemen that were involved. I mean, can you imagine all these people being locked? They became prisoners. It was accepted too easily. It was martial law.
Even gun-grabbing liberal Bill Maher sees the writing on the wall.
Show some of the pictures of the Boston police, okay? Look at this. I mean, if this is what you have, why don't you invade a country? Show some of the other ones. I mean, go up to Canada, take their oil. Look at these. These are half tracks. I don't care what you might want to call it, an urban assault vehicle, but this country is becoming a police state, and it is very troubling to me.
The excuse for the complete military takeover of Watertown, Massachusetts, was the manhunt for a 19-year-old accused of committing a horrific crime. What normally would have been a police investigation quickly turned into the complete military occupation of an American city, conditioning us to believe that it's the government's job to keep us safe, even on the local level.
We have been conditioned probably for 30 or 40 years, and you hear it all the time from the president. Their job is to make us safe. Governments aren't supposed to do that. Governments are supposed to protect our liberties. Once they decide they're going to make us safe, economically and physically safe, they can only do this by taking away our liberties, and that's where we are. We seek safety rather than liberty.
The media praised the surveillance state as triumphant in catching the suspects, with some members of Congress promptly calling for even more government cameras. The sad fact, though, is that for all of the high-tech police state efforts applied, including adding one of the suspects to an FBI and CIA watch list after receiving intelligence from both Russia and Saudi Arabia, these efforts did absolutely nothing to catch the perpetrators. It was only after the shelter-in-place order was lifted that a private citizen was able to find the suspect hiding in his boat. Footage willingly submitted by private citizens near the finish line at the time of the bombing helped police identify the suspects. And it was, in fact, the surveillance footage of a private business that allegedly caught the suspects on camera. Now, I get it. We were attacked. And I'm sure somewhere in our collective psyche, we needed that brute show of force to feel protected. But the last time Big Daddy Gov promised to protect us from the bad guys, our country went to war for more than a decade. Now our new daddy is promising to protect us from lone wolves here on American soil, and I've got a hunch about how that war is going to be waged. But don't worry. Homeland Security only needed 750 million bullets for target practice. To see the progression of the police state, pick up copies of the Police State Trilogy and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, at InfoWarsShop.com. I'm Leanne McAdoo, and this has been an InfoWars News Bulletin.
All right, great job, Leanne, one of our great new reporters. And you saw in that piece Ron Paul was featured, and that's exactly who Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC was referring to when he was saying that none of this stuff is going on. This stuff right here in this graphic, we're just to the point. We can't even throw the stuff anymore. We just have to put it live on the screen when we're on the screen as well, because people don't want to check it out. You can see it right here. It's right there. You don't have to click on any link. You don't have to go to Infowars.com. You don't have to go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We encourage you to do so, but it's right there. It happened. It's right there. All right, now let's move on to this story. I'm getting a little heated out here. Citizen arrested at suspicionless checkpoint for not obeying petty commands. Now, let's just take a look at the clip. I just want to watch the
video. Officers saw Eads turning around, they went after him.
When he turned his blue lights on, I immediately pulled over to the side of the road, put my window down, just like this.
This instance, the guy didn't want to let the window down, didn't want to talk to the officer, didn't want to give him that information. So when you don't get that information, you can be charged with obstruction.
Police say the best thing to do is to roll down your window all the way, put both of your hands on the steering wheel.
Now, I'm sure that's a nice guy, that reporter we saw on the scene, and you know, I'm sure he's, you know, has a script and, you know, mobile teleprompter, whatever else he has to work with. But, you know, he's training you how to be a nice little slave, roll down your window, put your hands on the wheel, and do exactly what Mr. Officer tells you. And I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm not bashing the guy. He's just doing what he's told to do, I'm sure. But you saw the older gentleman featured in the video, and he said, hey, if you watch the full clip, I was doing it for my protection. I didn't know what the police were going to do. I could openly communicate with the police. Even with the window up, he could still talk to police. He rolled his window down that much. That's plenty of space to talk, to exchange documents. Now, from my understanding, maybe he did not want to present his documents because the gentleman came upon a checkpoint. He says, hey, I don't want to go through a checkpoint. And if you don't go through a checkpoint, it doesn't mean you don't have anything. It doesn't mean you have something to hide. It means that I don't want to sit here for 15 minutes while they have a dog sniff my car. So he does a U-turn. The police pull him over. Hey, why'd you do a U-turn? Because I don't want to sit in your freaking checkpoint. And then it goes on from there. So that's what's happening. You know, we see checkpoints all over. We see DUI checkpoints. They draw your blood. All kinds of different checkpoints. Pastor Anderson, who's been on our show many times, has come in contact with various checkpoints. Immigration checkpoints, even though he's nowhere, well, at the time he was respectively distant from the U.S.-Mexico border. He asked one of the guys, am I immigrating to Mexico? I'm in Arizona. We also showed you the guy. What's that guy's name? We had him on last week, How Not to Get Busted or The Secrets the Police Don't Want You to Know. Eddie Craig, go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, go to YouTube and watch that video from Eddie Craig, The Secrets the Police Don't Want You to Know. It's very educational. It's a little long, so definitely go check that out. Eddie Craig, he gives you all kinds of information for just these type of situations. When you encounter the police and they want you to get out the car and you haven't done anything wrong, when they want you to present documentation, when they're telling you to roll down your window, why do they need you to roll down your window? You're a law-abiding citizen. Okay, so let's go up here. Next article. TSA detains man for failing to flush toilet. Just when you think they can't sink any lower, pun intended, they detain a guy for not flushing the toilet. Now, to be fair, I will give the TSA credit on this one. This is somewhat of a he said, she said situation, so let's go ahead and look at the article. Salvatore Bevanino filed a $500,000 lawsuit against the airline, that is the Virgin Airline company, last week, not because he was never brought the soft drink he requested. He is asking Virgin to pay him back for the embarrassment, humiliation, mortification, mental anguish, emotional distress, and the damage to his professional reputation that he has encountered as a result of what happened next. Now, this is where it gets a little he said, she said-ish. The gentleman in question requested beverages several times from different flight attendants, I understand, and the flight attendants are saying, hey, this guy was belligerent, he was yelling, he was cussing, he was saying he didn't do anything wrong, and that's what he said, she said. I can't validate that one way or the other. But anyway, the guy goes to the bathroom while he's on the plane, comes out, and this is what one of the flight attendants had to say. According to a police report obtained by Philly.com, a flight attendant had this to say about Bevanino's behavior. He came back out with a smile, that's out of the bathroom, with a smile on his face and began using profanities. And then they passed by the restroom and saw that Bevanino had left the door open and did not flush the toilet. So the plane lands, the guy is walking off the plane with everybody else. The captain pulls the guy aside. He says, hey, man, why are you giving my flight attendants a hard time? Now, was he giving the flight attendants a hard time? I don't know. I wasn't there. But regardless, the captain pulls the guy off to the side. A couple other guys approached TSA officers and also police officers. Hey, what are you doing on the plane? It's like, man, I'm already off the plane. I just wanted a drink. They didn't give me a drink. And I didn't know not flushing the toilet was a federal offense. I don't know. Maybe should have called the air marshals in. Maybe they should have flied in a jet to shoot that jet down because this guy didn't flush the toilet. So that's what we're living in. And Mr. Bavino, I'm not sure if he'll get his settlement or not, but definitely just an overreach. I mean, you can't even, you forget to flush the toilet. I don't know. Maybe they got peed on the seat and they got mad about that. I don't know. But let's move on to our next article, to Iraq and back. Two Jackson veterans of war in Iraq laments lies they were told aimed to assist veterans with benefits. Now let's take a look here. These are two of the soldiers, Mankur and Riddle, came back from the war in late 2003, and both said they had seen veterans not receive benefits because they were other than honorably discharged. Mankur was the one other was other than honorably discharged for allegedly using drugs one time using drugs and is fighting for his GI Bill and Veteran Affairs benefits. Two of the biggest things to take away from the Iraq war are we need to start voicing our opinion and demanding answers. That's what you got to do, Mr. Riddle. You have to demand what you deserve. And we'll go on here. Riddle said, the veterans have earned those benefits for their toil, sacrifice, and uphill battles they faced during the war. Now, on the flip side, they are not getting those benefits. So maybe you do a little weed, and I'm not advocating that, but you do some one time, I said that he was suspected one time, and you lose your benefits. You can go over there and kill all the little kids that they order you to kill. You can drone strike. You can go out in this hot desert and have people shooting at you. But if you do a little weed one time or whatever the drug of choice was, you lose your benefits. And that's how the system works. Thanks for nothing. We've been telling you for a long time. This isn't I told you so time. This is saying this is what's happening to our veterans. I've done reports on this. Alex has done reports. Rob Dew's done reports. Everybody's done reports on this topic. Veterans, they don't care about you after your service is done. That's why you have to fight for your rights, just like these two guys did. They said that when they came back, the thing that they learned from the Iraq war was not how to kill, steal, and destroy. They said, we need to start voicing our opinion and demanding answers. That's what you have to do. Veterans, stand up for your rights. Don't wait until you're sick and infirm and can't fight for yourself anymore. Fight for yourself right now. Now we'll move on to our last topic of the night. New technology allows professors to track whether students are reading their textbooks. Now, hold on for a second before we go to this article. We've documented RFID tracking chips, laptops that can spy on your kids while they're at home. Now we have these textbooks that can tell whether or not you're reading. And they keep saying, we're not trying to spy on your kids at home. Well, what are you doing right here with these textbooks? We're not trying to spy on your kids at home. They give them these laptops with cameras in them so they can watch what your kids do at home. And it goes on from there, and it just keeps getting larger and larger. And those examples I just gave you were for high schools and elementary school children. This is for college kids, and I'm sure it will hit the lower grades as well. Let's go ahead and take a look. Thousands of college students around the country, including dozens at Texas A&M University campus, won't be able to hide their studying habits from the prying eyes of their professors. At least they admit it. This is prying eyes of your professor. A beta version of CourseSmart is being tested at several universities during the spring semester, serving about 4,000 students, and officials hope to roll it out by the fall, said spokeswoman Cindy Clark. The system works through a dashboard that tracks the students' progress in the text and engagement index aggregates data points, and an instructor can evaluate the material and intervene early with the students that appear to be struggling. So we're just trying to help you if you're having difficult reading. We just want to be able to track that, and I'm sure there are people who do have issues reading. They may need some additional assistance, but because that was the reason that they're giving you, now they're going to track your progress at home, and it just keeps going on from there. What's wrong with that? I mean, they're trying to run your life, and you don't care this is happening to college kids. Okay, a couple years from now, your boss is going to give you this big 300-page thing. Go home and read it over the weekend. Instead of hitting the bullet points and finding what you want to find out, they're going to have some way to track it. So just think it's just for the college kids, and it'll get to you too someday. All right. Now, before we go to our quote of the day, we have this clip of Jay Leno. Dave and I came up to me and said, hey, this is a very good clip of Jay Leno talking about how to close Guantanamo Bay, or otherwise, how President Obama could close Guantanamo Bay.
Well, President Obama held a press conference earlier today, and he said he still wants to close the Guantanamo Bay prison facility, but he doesn't know how to do it. He should do what he always does, declare it a small business and tax it out of existence. It would be like that. It would be gone in a minute. Be gone in a minute. 1 month, be out of there.
All right, so that is very, very accurate from Mr. Jay Leno, and for the record, I think he's a lot better than anybody they could replace him with. So anyway, let's go now to our quote of the day. Now, this is from Roger Nicholson, the guy we alluded to earlier, who Rob Dew interviewed yesterday. My IQ is about 130. Well, it depends on what internet I take it on. Now, as we all know, you can be anything that you want to be on the internet. You at home could be a 6'5" linebacker. You could be a ballerina. You could be a rocket scientist. You could be anything you want to do. And this reminded me of an episode of King of the Hill. We didn't have time to capture it today. But it's an episode of King of the Hill where the mom, Peggy, she was taking some IQ tests online and told her she was a genius. And then the dad, Hank, he was like, that's not right. I bet any moron could take this test and get a perfect score. So they brought in the niece, Luann, who's the dumbest person in the house, and she gets a genius score. So that they're your internet IQ test. Now, that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News. I definitely encourage you to subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. It funds our operation, and you can see it right there, the Alex Jones radio show, the Nightly News, special reports, movies, and much more. Just check it out, 15-day free trial, and hey, if you like it, join it. So anyway, I want to give a quick recognition to one of our great fans. We had a lovely young lady, I believe it was Miss Courtney, who actually won the drone mop contest. It seems like she spent her drone mob money making us some pretty swag InfoWars jackets.
Look at that.
Yeah, you can see it right there. These embroidered. Cool. Show on the back. Show on the back. These look like almost like biker jackets. So we definitely appreciate Miss Courtney and her hard work. And that just goes to show, guys, if you send us stuff in, whether it's thanks, McGreen. Oh, you can also get this shirt.
Oh, yeah,
at InfoWars. InfoWars shop.
Product placement. But let me just say, you know, if she thought that these would be a bad timing for the summer, it is cold in this studio.
It is very cold.
We will wear these all summer long. So thank you very much.
All right, thank you. And I said, I believe that is Miss Courtney flipped this tweet. She's a great patriot, very active, and definitely appreciate her works. So that's it for this. And everybody else, it wasn't just Darren McGreen, we all got him, so we definitely appreciate your work, Miss Courtney. So that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News. I'll be back after this break with Dave Knight talking about Operation Paul Revere, which is over, by the way. So there's no extension, just letting you know, but he's going to tell you more about it after this break.
The important thing about the Pro One filter today is that the material we use for removing fluoride and other heavy metals now will remove the latest form of fluoride called hydrofluorosilicic acid. There's no other fluoride reduction filter out there that will remove that type of fluoride. And it's extremely important because today we're hearing more and more cities are using that form of fluoride.
We've been having medication forced on us through the water system for quite a while. Most people don't realize it. Most people don't realize the negative effects of fluoride.
There's a wide range of health effects that are attributed to fluoride.
Bottom line, why should somebody get this new Pro One ProPure filter?
The reason to buy the Pro One, it's an all-in-one filter. It's convenient, easy to use. It doesn't require the add-on fluoride filter, and in addition, this filter removes the latest form of fluoride called hydrofluorosilicic acid.
Hey, Planet InfoWarriors, Christy Hightower here for a quick Planet InfoWars update. Basically, the last couple of weeks have been extremely busy and a complete whirlwind, starting obviously with the Boston Marathon. Our reporter Dan Bedondi was able to get into the press conference, ask questions, made InfoWars.com go worldwide. And of course, with worldwide exposure brings out worldwide trolls. So let's start with one of the most recent in application to Planet InfoWars, Rachel Maddow. Now, this is a woman who espouses her opinion and passes it off as news. And it's very evident to especially all of us Planet InfoWarriors
just to watch this clip and realize she didn't even visit the site herself. She proceeds to say that Planet InfoWars is strictly a dating site, not to mention any of the social aspects, the articles, the groups, the comments, nothing. She skips straight to some profile pictures, which, as anyone who's paying attention, we started doing that in February as a, you know, patriots come together. And actually, we've had two couples now so far. I'll feature one a little later. But basically, she talked about a hashtag, and you can still find it on Twitter.com. It's called InfoWars Pickup Lines. Now, this actually makes me so excited. I can't even explain how awesome this is. Just a few that made me chuckle. You're hotter than the thermite used on Building 7. Hashtag InfoWars Pickup Lines. Flaming jet fuel can't melt steel girders, but you melt my heart. You're so pretty that when I try to speak, I crumble like a fiat money system. So anyways, go check out that hashtag on Twitter. I feel like the original purpose of this was likely to make fun of InfoWars people, the conspiracy theorists, whatever they want to say. But I love that it's gotten hijacked, and it's really just awesome. Go and laugh and have a good humor about yourself, because to be completely honest, this is where it all starts. So to quote Gandhi, actually, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. So right now they're laughing at us in terms of Planet InfoWars. They think they're so funny with their hashtags, and they're actually fighting InfoWars, Alex Jones. Anywhere in the news, you can see them trying to discredit him, trying to discredit his sources, trying to discredit the information, the history that he knows. So we are in stage three, stage two, fighting them. So good job, guys. Keep up the good work. I actually want to say thank you, Rachel, because this has actually brought more people closer together. And we've had more people join the Planet InfoWars site in the last week, thanks to your attempted hating. But so I want to feature this Planet InfoWars couple, Alicia and Thomas. They are from the Northeast, and they found each other on Planet InfoWars. So this is actually couple number two to find love. And how dare Rachel Maddow insult anyone who wants to find love? I mean, I just feel sorry for people that have to poke fun at others to feel good about themselves or to get news ratings, I guess. So good. Congratulations, Alicia and Thomas. And so that's all wrapped up. So Rachel Maddow trolling, all she's doing is bringing more exposure. That's just, we're winning. So calm down. Stay with the fight, guys. I wanted to make a mention of featuring a group on Planet InfoWars every time I do a little update. So the most recent group that I want to feature is called the American Resolution. It's got over 1,000 members. It's really active, and in fact, they have a current event where you need to go to the American Resolution group, and there at the bottom, it's called Study Law and Learn Your Rights. And obviously, we all know the more information you have, the more powerful, the less, you know, bullied you will be. So there's a link to an Eddie Craig video. I believe it's 2 hours long, and he goes over all kinds of rules and laws and regulations that you wouldn't even think to know. So go check out that event, take that challenge, if you will, and, you know, help yourself learn the law. So thank you all very much for being Planet Info Warriors, and keep talking, because we're listening. Until next time, y'all, take care.
Black boots kicking doors in, man. That's what's to come. That's what's happening right now as we speak. The masses of the people that have voted for Barack Obama was groomed well via MTV, BET, and some of the multinational corporations that influence entertainment, arts, and culture. The people that control the media could probably fit right in this room with snacks right or wrong. Monsanto's, the World Army, FEMA camps, World Bank, Federal Reserve, those who constructed the Patriot Act, all of them in bed. There's so many wicked things going on in the government that, hell, we can't even tell you. You don't have the card. You don't know the handshake. You don't know the code word. And you need to kind of get used to that. We're doing it. We're putting together the documents. We're putting together the websites and the information. And InfoWarriors are going out spreading the truth.
I'm Darren McBreen, and these are some of the new items that are available now at InfoWarsShop.com.
Alert the public to Obama's blatant abuse of power with the new Obama t-shirt. Obama's Joker face on the front and come and take it on the back. It's time to publicly call him out for what he is, a tyrant. Defend the Second Amendment with our top seller come and take it t-shirts. And look at that, women's cut tank tops and t-shirts now available. Nice hat. Plus the Don't Tread on Me flag. And now you can become a micro distributor of the InfoWars magazine. Plus get your own copy delivered right to your door each and every month. And if you're tired like I am of you and your family being exposed to polluted drinking water, get the Pro One High Performance Water Filter. It gets rid of all pathogenic bacteria, cysts, fluoride, heavy metals, and numerous other contaminants.
So join the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
And welcome back. We have David Knight here with us to talk about Operation Paul Revere. Now, for those of you who don't know or missed the deadline was last night. So let's start. Let's make that our first question, David Knight. Is there a deadline extension? Can people still send stuff in?
No, I'm sorry to say that we can't. You know, we had we literally got hundreds of these things in at the very last minute, and I know people were working right up to the very end, and I know that some people ran into problems either with rendering on their computer or with uploading, but it just wouldn't be fair to other people to give extensions to that. Now, we're going to get a confirmation out to everybody that sent something in, but it's going to take us a few days. So don't panic if you don't hear anything from us right away. Give us at least to the middle of next week to make sure. If you don't hear anything at that point, then do contact us. And you know, if you've already uploaded it and somehow we missed it, we didn't send you a confirmation on it, let us know. We can always verify by the date that it was uploaded. But we can't give extensions. That just wouldn't be fair. We had that. I know it's a short deadline, but you know, that's just the way it is. Yeah.
Okay,
that's
now for our new viewers, let's just tell them a little bit about what it is. Operation Paul Revere is our film contest. Over $100,000 worth of prizes. And David, can you take it from there?
Yeah. First prize is $100,000, and second prize is $10,000, and third prize is $5,000. And we're going to announce the winners. It's going to take us a couple of months to go through this because we've got a couple hundred, and there's some really good ones. We're going to be putting these up, bits and pieces. You'll see some excerpts from them. You'll see a lot of them posted on the website. We're going to be putting them up as we look through them. We'll probably show some of them, parts of them, on the nightly news, and we'll have them posted on the web, because the key thing is getting this information out to other people. Right. And I got to say, too, and I should say this, even if you're late for the deadline, still send it in to us, because there's the cash portion, but there's also a talent search portion. So we want to see what you've done, and we want to get your information out there to a larger audience. That's another part of it. Even if it's something, maybe this is your first time you've ever done a video, maybe it's kind of amateurish or whatever, but if the content is good, we want people to see it. A lot of people had some really original interviews and things like that. We want that to get out to a broader audience. So we're going to be putting these videos up on our website that'll help you to get more views on it. We've already had some that have gotten tens of thousands. We got one that's, I think, about 180,000 views.
Right.
It's a comedy.
And speaking, because that was the real emphasis of this project, not just to find the next great filmmaker, but also just to get the word out there. And I believe it was one of the films that you talked about one time on the Nightly News that actually got a response from Michael Moore. Is that correct?
That's right. That's the one that's had a lot of views. And we just put up an article. Don just put up an article about that particular video and showed the reply from Michael Moore to them on Facebook. Michael Moore apparently has a pretty thin skin.
Yeah.
But we want you to get used to communicating with people, to find out what it's like to render and to get it up under a deadline, and to learn how to get information out to other people, because we need to have everybody being Paul Revere's. We need to get your communication skills up, and this is something I think that's going to help everybody, sharing information. And, you know, when you comment on other people's stuff, be constructive with the criticism. You know, don't, you know, try to, I know the rules of YouTube are pretty,
there are no rules.
Yeah, there's not any rules, but I know that the kind of the sense of the community there is pretty vicious and snarky.
Right.
You go to other sites like Vimeo, people are very respectful of each other's work, and they'll offer some nice critiques and everything. So why don't we do that within the InfoWars community? Why don't we try to help each other become better communicators? And that's another part of this. But we've got one video that, as I was looking through these things, struck me as being a perfect complement to this interview that Rob did last night with this guy who was talking about the Boston Marathon bombing, and this guy was absolutely adamant that there was no martial law, and that lockdown was something that was just in our minds. And so,
and nobody was being ushered out of their homes at gunpoint. That never happened.
That's right. So when I saw that incredible statement, we just had to show you this video coming up right here.
Hun, I need your input on the nannies. I really like the Polish girl. But the Haitian woman speaks French. And I love the idea of Isabella being bilingual. It's important. And she's a bit older. Which I like.
What?
But she's pricey. I had no idea she could charge that much.
I'm not resisting.
But the Polish girl is so sweet. And she looked like my mom.
Please, I know my rights.
You thought she was cute, didn't you? Admit it. The more I think about it, the more I think the Haitian woman is the wise choice.
Help me!
What do you think? Good. I'm glad we agree on this. Check, please.
Well, I was trying to keep from laughing. Well, that was on. They had our mics on for a little bit. Now, I just want to point out to people that was not the winner. We want to be very clear. Anything we show here on the InfoWars Nightly News, these are not winners, these are not necessarily even finalists. These are just some of the better videos that we've gotten in.
That's right. And that just fit perfectly in the context of what happened in that interview yesterday.
Right.
I mean, you talk about people absolutely being totally clueless to what's going on around them. I mean, that's kind of, I guess, you know, it's a funny video, but that's kind of the world we live in.
It's very true.
You know, I mean, it's a satire, but it really shows the world that we live in and how self-absorbed people are about trivial things.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't see what's happening right around them. It's just amazing. You know, I don't watch MSNBC, but Marcus was telling me that Lawrence O'Donnell was debunking Ron Paul talking about the lockdown of the police state.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying things like, it's not a violation if you invite them in. And, I mean, you know, if somebody points a gun at you.
Yeah, you really don't. Well, I guess that is a justification. Well, they didn't say they couldn't come in, but somebody walks in, well, if a criminal points a gun at you through an open door, you're not welcome here.
Yeah, these guys come up with assault weapons. Of course, they don't call them assault weapons when the police carry them.
They're personal defense weapons.
That's right. So he comes up there with his personal defense weapon, and he, you know, bangs on your door with his group of people. Maybe you might let him in or figure that they're going to shoot the place up if you don't, right?
Right, and you can see all those. Those are all stills you see there. We've shown you several videos of the police going house to house, running down the streets with their M4s, AR-15s, pointing guns at people just standing on the street, cameramen, and so on.
And that was one of the things Lawrence O'Donnell said was nobody pointed a gun at any
that
civilians.
That is a blatant lie. Either that guy has his head buried deep in the sand or is just, look, okay, run back. What are those guys pointing at? What? They're not just standing around with their guns. Look at that guy. Look, all this. Look, those are going. That's the one right there.
Pointing right at the camera.
Pointing right at the camera. Yeah. Nobody had a gun pointing at them. Okay. That's all right. Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
So maybe Lawrence O'Donnell was, reading the newspaper, talking to his wife about the nanny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, David Knight. Now, I just want to emphasize, you said it's going to take quite a while for this to be.
It's going to take us a couple of months. So we're looking at something around the 4th of July in terms of announcing the winner. So don't panic about that. But watch for your videos. If you did something, we're going to be posting them on the InfoWars website.
So right. And just so people know, the reason why it takes so long is because we judge these videos outside of our normal duties here. You know, it takes a full-scale team just to get the InfoWars Nightly News on the air. Not to mention any other special projects or going out doing man on the streets and things like that.
And we got hundreds just in the last 2 days. So, be aware of that. It's going to take us a little while to go through all these things. So,
all right, David Knight, thanks.
Thank you. And thanks to everybody that participated. Yeah. We got some great stuff. Thanks for all your hard work.
All right. And as David said, thank you to everybody who participated in Operation Paul Revere. Even if you don't get the money, which I hope you do, but even if you don't, you got the information out there, and that's what really counts. But July 4th, be checking your emails, be by your phones, or however you contacted us, and hopefully you'll be $100,000 richer. So if you'd like to support this broadcast, go to the InfoWars shop, theinfowarsstore.com, and you can see it right there. That's one of our new T-shirts. The AR-15, come and take it. We also have the AK-47. We also have those for the ladies as well in pink. Now, I want to plug something that we don't sell at the InfoWars shop, but it's something that a fan decided to give us the other day, and we thought it was really cool, so we can get the doc cam over here. This is Bankster toilet paper, and you can see you got many shady characters on there. There's Pelosi, Reed, Dodd, Frank. See, there's Obama right there, Biden. So we thought it was really interesting. That's a great picture of John McCain right there. And we thought this stuff was really cool, so we want to give the guy a plug. This is made by a guy named David Chesick. And if you guys can see right there, he has a couple of emails. You can contact him. I don't know how many rolls of toilet paper he has left. He said he sold most of them, but he may have a few left. So you can go right there, alaskaisland@yahoo.com, banksterbuster@gmail.com, and alaskaislandretreat.com. And that is David Chesick. So that's going to do it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. Thanks to David Knight and the rest of the crew, and we'll see you back tomorrow night.